You're listening to SBS News.
13 lives lost, more than 4,000 properties deemed uninhabitable, another 10,000 damaged, and thousands more inundated. The fourth worst natural disaster in modern Australian history was treated as a 9-to-5 job by the leading disaster management agency, according to the head of the committee examining the flood crisis. Labor MP Walt Secord says that assessment is based off a string of interviews and meetings with affected locals. The head of the agency, known as Resilience New South Wales, Shane Fitzsimmons, fiercely rejected the criticism.
Our teams have been working around the clock as much as they can. We're not a 24-hour organisation. We don't have thousands of personnel.
Mr. Secord saying that's not good enough.
Resilience New South Wales should be a 24-hour-a-day organisation. Natural disasters can happen at any time.
But Shane Fitzsimmons responded by saying the resources weren't there. Labor MPs on the committee questioned the handling of the emergency response. Penny Sharp grilled the SES Commissioner Carlene York over communication issues.
The evidence to this inquiry was that no one knew who was in charge, and it was extremely confusing.
In relation to command and control, we were in charge and we were tasking and deploying all resources out where it was needed, where we were asked to.
We've had a number of reports where various organisations have said that they weren't called on to actually provide support.
The SES chief insisting it was a statewide crisis.
Not all helicopters, for example, were sent to Lismore, they wanted more, but we also, as I said, needed those at Central Coast, we needed them in Hawkesbury and Nepean Valley, we needed them down at the Shoalhavens.
Images of locals in tinnies on jet skis and surfboards retrieving stranded families from their rooftops highlighted the sheer desperation of those on the ground. New South Wales Maritime was pressed on why it was not able to carry out such rescues. Its executive director, Mark Hutchings, telling the committee its staff are not appropriately trained.
New South Wales Maritime is not a rescue accredited organisation. We are not funded to do rescues. We are a boating, education and compliance agency.
Outgoing Liberal MP and committee member Catherine Cusack suggested that in itself is a failure.
Question is that some sort of failure to have not been prepared to perform those rescues on that community where people literally were dying while publicly funded boats sat in sheds because of occupational health and safety failure to train people to perform those rescues.
The committee will submit its recommendations to the government in August to ensure lessons are learned from what was a devastating and unprecedented crisis. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.